Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. We are in the Anchorage LIO. Madam Clerk, could I have a roll call, please?
Yes, Madam Chair. Senator Meyer. Senator Meyer.
Okay. Just for the record again, it's Wednesday, October 16th, 2013, and with us this morning, Senator Giesel, Senator Bishop, Senator Olson, Representative Hawker, myself, Senator Fairclough, online. Senator Meyer?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. We do have a quorum to conduct business. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from our previous LBNA committee meeting on August 22nd, 2013. Is there any amendments to the meeting minutes or discussion? Seeing none, Representative Hawker.
Yes, Madam Chair. I move the minutes from the LBNA meeting of October 22nd, 2013 be approved as presented.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, those meeting minutes are approved. Next on the agenda, we'll be discussing two RPLs. Joining us online, Lacey Sanders with the Legislative Finance Division will briefly walk us through these requests. Lacey, are you online?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Not very well. Just a moment, let us get our mics going a little bit louder here. Can you try again, Lacey?
Yes, I can. Is that better?
A little bit better. Please continue.
All right. I'll begin with the Department of Environmental Conservation's RPL, number 18-4-0380.
Could you pause for just a moment? Does everyone have that document in front of them? Please continue.
The Department of Environmental Conservation requests $959,500 in federal receipt authority to issue contracts for cleanup and oversight of cleanup activities of military facilities, formerly used defense sites, and other federally contaminated sites. The state must exercise regulatory oversight over cleanup activities to ensure compliance with state standards. The money will come primarily from the Department of Defense, U.S. Coast Guard, Federal Aviation Administration, and the Bureau of Land Management. The military has cleanup plans for Galena, Eielson, Fort Wainwright, and the Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. No general funds or response funds are required for this work. Corresponding federal receipt authority may be requested in the 2015 budget. No new positions are required at this time. There are no technical issues with this RPL. Federal funding has already been awarded, and the availability of federal funds is unaffected by sequestration or the federal shutdown. And that is what I have for that.
Thank you, Ms. Sanders. Are there questions from committee members? Senator Giesel.
Just clarification, Senator Fairclough. She said that the money had already been appropriated before sequestration. Did I hear her right?
Ms. Sanders, could you clarify?
Yes, that is the understanding.
Okay, thank you.
And Department of Environmental Conservation is agreeing.
Thank you, Lacey. Representative Hawker.
And thank you, Madam Chair. Just a curiosity question. It sounds like this money is largely coming from federal Department of Defense agencies for, as I heard it, the purpose of cleaning up federal Department of Defense sites and bases. I'm just curious why it's going through our DEC and not something they're doing directly.
This is Lacey Sanders. May I defer to Kristen Ryan? I believe she is up in Anchorage.
She's joining us at the table.
Wonderful.
Kristen, if you could identify yourself for those listening.
For the record, my name is Kristen Ryan. I'm the new director for the Spill Prevention and Response Division for the state of Alaska. The money is primarily used by us to hire contractors to oversee the work. So this is just our oversight of the work, the cleanup work. The federal agencies are taking the responsibility of doing the cleanup. Does that answer your question?
Representative Hawker.
I think you said, do we actually, you talked about state oversight, we have jurisdiction and oversight on federal property?
Yes. I mean, they, yes. I'm sorry?
Will we evict them?
No, I'm afraid I can't do that. But they do have to comply with our cleanup rules. and we disagree sometimes about what those are. So this is, it's pretty important for us to work with them and make sure they're complying with our standards, because sometimes they're different than what they are trying to achieve.
Okay, and that was the point of my question, is just how far our authority extends.
As far as I understand it, it's to make sure they comply with our cleanup standards and regulations.
Thank you.
Senator Bishop.
I think part of it, we have 402 primacy, so that's part of the. I think Representative Hawker, that might be part of the equation here too.
Representative Hawker.
And thank you, man. Just next quick question with the BLM money involved in this. None of making it just very clear. This is not the money that we're hoping to see move towards dealing with the legacy well issue on the North Slope.
Representative Hawker, through the chair, it actually is related to that. This is not the money they will use to clean up those sites, but this would provide us the ability to oversee that cleanup and pay contractors to review their plans and make sure they're adequate, because obviously we've disagreed over the years with them about what they need to do on those sites.
Thank you. Very kind. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions from committee members? Representative Hawker, may I have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee approve the following RPL, RPL 18-4-0380, the Department of Environmental Conservation, for $959,500 of federal receipt authority.
Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, that's approved. Ms. Sanders, would you like to go on to the second RPL?
Yes, ma'am. The Department of Health and Social Services, Division of Behavioral Health, is RPL 06-1-0241. Does everybody have that in front of them?
We do. Senator Beasel.
Actually, mine is 06-4-0241. I don't know if there's a difference there. Maybe it's misread. I don't know.
Ms. Sanders, is there a difference?
I apologize. There was a typo on my notes. Yes, it is 06-4-0241.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Senator Diesel. That item is before the committee. Ms. Sanders, please continue.
Thank you. The Department of Health and Social Services requests $949,912 in federal authorization for a multi-year grant with the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration Center for the substance abuse treatment. Funds will be used to expand two programs, Parenting with Love and Limits and the Transition to Independent Process. The project will deliver treatment, family therapy, and in-home services to adolescents and their families. The target population is rural and Alaska Native youth and youth who are at risk of moving into treatment that is more restrictive and or out of their homes and communities. About $950,000 of the federal funds per year with no match requirement will be available for four fiscal years, FY14 through FY17. The Behavioral Health Administration's component's FY14 budget of $11 million includes $2.9 million in federal authorization, and the Services for Severely Emotionally Disturbed Youth component budget of $15.8 million has no federal authorization. So this new multi-year federal award cannot be absorbed within existing authorization. There is a minor technical problem with the RPL. Typically, an RPL addresses only one allocation. This RPL addresses two allocations. I believe the problem has been resolved by clearly stating that Legislative Finance Division will create two transactions upon committee approval of this RPL. One, for $904,000 in severely and emotionally disturbed youth allocation, and one for $45,900 in the Behavioral Health Administration allocation. Thank you.
Are there questions from committee members? Seeing and hearing none, thank you, Ms. Sanders, for those presentations, updates. Representative Hawker, may I have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee approve the following RPL. That would be number 06-4-0241 for the Department of Health and Social Services in the amount of $949,912 of federal receipt authority.
Is there any objections from committee members? Seeing none, that item is approved. Moving to item four on our agenda, we need to move into executive session for the purpose of discussing confidential audit reports. Representative Hawker.
Madam Chair, I move the committee under Uniform Rule 22 go into executive session for the purposes of discussing confidential audit reports under Alaska Statute 24.20.301 and for the discussion of a confidential request for proposal.
For a moment, Senator Meyer.
And for the discussion of a confidential request for proposal and for discussion of the House Bill 30 performance review audit scope.
The scope of work. Are there any objections from committee members? Hearing no objections, I'll ask that the room, the internet stream, and the teleconference be cleared for the executive session with the exception of audit and committee staff. We'll take a brief at ease while we clear the room and the internet and such. Senator Meyer, are you still with us? 10:20. It is still Wednesday, October 16th. The LBNA committee is coming out of executive session. We were joined in executive session by Representative Feige as well as Representative Chenault. We still have a quorum, but I will call that quorum off. Senator Bishop, Senator Olson, Representative Hawker, Senator Giesel, myself, Senator Fairclough. Senator Meyer, are you still online?
Yes, I'm here. Thanks.
We do have a quorum to continue and conduct business. Representative Hawker.
Madam Chair, I move the following final audits be released to the public. First, the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development, the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. B, the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development, Board of Chiropractic Examiners. C, Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development, Board of Marital and Family Therapy. D, Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development, Board of Examiners in Optometry. E, Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development, State Physical Therapy and Occupational Therapy Board. F, Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development, Board of Certified Real Estate Appraisers. G, Department of Public Safety, Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. H, Department of Health and Social Services, Alaska Healthcare Commission. And lastly, item I, Department of Natural Resources, Agriculture Revolving Loan Fund, selected issues.
Thank you, Representative Hawker. Are there any objections from committee members? Seeing and hearing none, that motion is approved. Representative Hawker.
Madam Chair, I move the following preliminary audits be released to their respective agencies for response. Item A, Department of Administration, the Alaska Land Mobile Radio System. Item B, Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, the Alaska Seismic Hazard Safety Commission.
Thank you, Representative Hawker. Are there any objections from committee members? Seeing and hearing none, that motion is approved. If I could refer the committee back to the agenda, item number five, other committee business. Next, we'll be hearing from Chris Curtis regarding the consideration of a performance review contract. I had previously appointed a subcommittee to work on the scope of work for the contract. Those members were myself, Senator Bishop, Representative Hawker, Representative Herron, Representative Kawasaki. We met on October 1st and had a lengthy meeting discussing the scope of work. Also in attendance at the meeting were Representative Josephson and Olson. I think we settled on a thorough and balanced work product. Chris will explain in more details this process. Ms. Curtis.
Senator Fairclough, it's our intent to ask for approval to solicit and award a contract not to exceed $300,000 to conduct the Department of Corrections performance review. The contractor will lead the performance review team and will also be made up of employees of legislative audit. Would you like me to discuss on record the performance review process?
Please.
For the record, Chris Curtis, Legislative Audit. Performance reviews of state departments were authorized this past session. and the first department up for review is the Department of Corrections. During the course of the review, the department will be required to provide a list of programs or elements of programs supported by general funds that can be cut without affecting the ability of the department to fulfill its mission or reduce required services to the public. A review team led by a contractor will be conducting a systematic assessment of the appropriateness, effectiveness, and efficiency of the department and its programs. The review is meant to provide information that can improve the entity's performance and assist legislators in evaluating the department and their budget. One of the first steps in the performance review process is the LVNA committee's consideration and approval of the performance review scope. A scope describes the nature and extent of the work that needs to be done in order to complete the review. The scope that the LVNA committee approves will serve as the basis of the request for proposal for the contractor. Once the contractor is finished with its review, a report will be prepared and submitted to the Division of Legislative Audit and then to the LVNA committee. The Department of Corrections performance review report must be sent to the LVNA committee by December 16, 2014. The report is required to be confidential until finalized and released by the LVNA committee, and then statutes require copies of the report to be sent to the chairs and co-chairs of Senate and House Finance 1 week prior to the session starting.
Thank you, Ms. Curtis. Are there questions from committee members? Representative Hawker.
Madam Chair, I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee approve the performance review scope of work as it has been presented to the committee.
Are there objections from committee members? Hearing no objections, that motion is approved. Representative Hawker.
Madam Chairman, I move that the committee authorize the legislative auditor to solicit and award a contract for performance review services in an amount not to exceed $300,000.
Are there any objections from committee members? Seeing and hearing none, that motion is approved. Next on the agenda is a revised committee handbook procedure. Chris Curtis will walk us through the changes. Ms. Curtis.
Members of the committee, again, this is Chris Curtis, Legislative Audit. You have before you a revised version of the committee handbook that we give out at the beginning of every session to the new committee members. And this handbook has been revised to incorporate changes necessitated by HB 30 performance reviews. We have inserted the new statutes that were part of HB 30, and we have drafted new revised procedures, and we modeled them after the audit procedures. So every addition and change to the handbook has been highlighted in yellow for your consideration.
So I'd like to take a couple minutes if you want to go through the book. I know that you've had them before, but I'll just wait for 60 seconds or so to see if anybody has anything that they have in their notes on the, from reading it. Senator Meyer, did you have any comments on the proposed changes?
I'm sorry. I'm going through the yellow highlights right now, Senator Fairclough.
I'm sorry, Senator Meyer. I'll give you that same courtesy too. I'll start talking again in about a minute.
Okay. Thanks.
I can highlight for the committee that starting on page 41 really is the bulk of the new procedures.
Okay. Well, what I would like to say, Chris, is I appreciate the proactive approach instead of reactive to incorporate this into the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee's handbook so that we're prepared to advance that to any new participants in our committee, as well as to make sure we know the process. Senator Olson.
The one question I do have, Ms. Curtis, is where did the bulk of this, these recommendations or these changes originate? Is that from your office or from...
Senator Olson, through the chair. I did contract with the previous legislative auditor to draft the changes,
mm-hmm.
and we've discussed them at length, and these changes really originate from the bill itself, so all the changes in statute, and we simply modeled the new procedures after how the audits work, which I believe was the intent of HB 30. So the release of the audit, the number of days for the agency to respond, the number of times it comes before the committee, preliminary and then final, and the confidentiality of the work papers.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Are there any other questions from committee members?
Senator Fairclough?
Senator Meyer?
Yeah, a question for Chris. No concerns at all with what you're recommending, but a lot of times folks who aren't familiar with LB&A, you know, will ask us, well, you know, can we audit this, can we audit that? I don't think they realize, though, you know, the backlog that you guys have. I know this is off the subject a little bit, but how big is your backlog currently?
Senator Meyer, through the chair, our current backlog is 3 audits, 3 special audits, and then I always consider sunsets, next year's sunsets, as part of my workload as well. I am not certain. I believe it's 4 sunsets next year as well as the 3 special audits we have in the hopper.
But I guess my question would be, if somebody approaches us wanting a new audit and assuming the committee approves it, it would be, what, 6 months, 9 months before it could be done?
Senator Meyer, through the chair, I don't believe any new audit request would be looked at next year. It would be the year after.
My understanding is a full year out is what we would be taking at least completion dates by.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Chris, what's the procedure for adopting the committee handbook? You're bringing it to us. Is that all in your court administratively, or is there a formal action that we need to take here to approve the changes, or how does that work?
I looked in the handbook for direction on how to adopt the handbook, actually. And the handbook directs us that for this particular type of action, it would be a majority of the members present, assuming that there is a quorum.
So I'm not sure that I need a formal motion, but if we can wing it, I just was thinking on adoption that if you're comfortable, if you need 30 days or so to review further, we certainly could put this off until our next meeting. So I'll look to the committee. If everyone's willing to go forward today, I'm willing to take that on.
Very happy to.
Senator Meyer, are you okay with us adopting and taking that vote today?
I sure am. Thanks.
Okay. Representative Hawker.
So, Madam Chair, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee handbook, updated and revised as has been presented to the committee at this meeting, be adopted as our currently effective Legislative Budget and Audit Committee handbook.
Is there any objections from committee members? Seeing and hearing none, that motion passes. There's no more listed on the agenda, but I would like to appoint a subcommittee. During numerous years, we've had discussions on occupational licensing in the in boards in the state of Alaska, and it has been brought to our attention multiple times. And so I am going to, with your support, appoint a subcommittee to take a look at that issue and see if we want to make any kind of recommendations to the full legislative body. To that end, it's my intent that the subcommittee, through my office, will conduct a public hearing, preferably in the month of January, for the full committee to attend, and then the subcommittee will take information that may be given to us, provided to us,
by participants in the occupations that have previously brought complaints is a word that's being suggested, areas of opportunities for improvement inside of our current system to us. And so to that end, with your support, I'm going to appoint the following members to a subcommittee on the boards of occupation licensing. Myself will chair the committee, the subcommittee, Senator Kiesel, Representative Hawker, Representative Osterman, and Representative Josephson. All of those members have been contacted previously and indicated a willingness to serve on that subcommittee on behalf of the team. Representative Hawker, Senator Kiesel, are you still willing to do that?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you both. With that, is there any objections to that subcommittee meeting team being formed? And so be it. Is there any other business to come before the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee today?
No, ma'am.
Seeing and hearing none, I'd like to say thank you to my Chief of Staff, Laura Pierre. I appreciate the workload that she carried to bring us together and to provide us a framework for a very organized meeting. Chris, Ms. Curtis, your staff has done an outstanding job as normal. I know it's not an easy task to audit. Sometimes there is recommendations that may not be actively embraced by others. So we understand that. You've done that professionally with an outstanding presentation today, and I just want to commend your team and your staff to also say that you've worked under less than ideal conditions for the last 6 months, if not longer. We appreciate that you're relocated into your new offices and that they are asbestos-free and that hopefully the surroundings will accommodate a continued good work effort. Do you have anything to leave with the committee?
Thank you so much for those comments, and I will pass them on to my staff. I do want to highlight their efforts, because 9 sunsets in 1 year is an incredible amount of work to get done, along with the other 2 special audits. So it really is a reflection of their dedication that we were able to do that.
And, Chris, that's why I wanted to call out in less than ideal situation. Laura and I visited the space that you endured. I'll just put it like that, for many months. For those of you who haven't been to the gym without the lights on, we did all that we could to make it a livable environment. It saved the state money, and your office is to be commended for helping us do that. But the lighting was poor, the ventilation was poor, the heating system in a gymnasium is not what you would get in even B or C office space, and so again, I just commend your entire team, and please know that we appreciate your efforts and the work product that we received today. Any other comments from committee members? Seeing none, the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee is adjourned at 11:37.